In this bulletin, refugee footballer Hakim Al-Arabi could remain in prison until a decision is made on his case in August. The United Nations says the last 4 years were the hottest since global temperature records began. And Australians who haven't provided their bank details to Medicare are missing out on rebates. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. European Council President Donald Tusk has criticised some Brexit backers in Britain, wondering aloud what special place in hell might be reserved for those who advocated leaving the EU with no idea of how to do it. Mr Tusk, who chairs meetings of EU summits, also appeared to dash any British hopes that the bloc would soon reopen discussions over the Brexit deal that was overwhelmingly rejected by UK politicians last month. Mr Tusk made the comments with just 50 days to go until Britain is due to leave the EU and with mounting concerns about a potentially chaotic Brexit.
By the way, I've been wondering what that special place in hell looks like for those who promoted Brexit without even a sketch of a plan how to carry it safely.
A Thai official has warned refugee footballer Hakim Al-Arabi could remain in prison until a decision is made on his case in August. Hakim Al-Arabi is fighting an extradition request from Bahrain and says he'll be tortured if he's returned to the country. The Melbourne-based footballer fled criminal charges related to the 2011 Arab Spring protests against Bahrain's government. A spokesman for the Thai Attorney General's office says the court will need 2 to 3 months to give its ruling after the next hearing in late April. The United Nations has confirmed the last 4 years were the hottest since global temperature records began. Average global surface temperatures were 1 degree Celsius above pre-industrial times in 2018, according to the UN's World Meteorological Organization. To combat warming, almost 200 governments adopted the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015 to phase out the use of fossil fuels and limit the rise in temperatures to 2 degrees above pre-industrial times. Australia has denied citizenship to a Chinese billionaire who's known to have donated millions of dollars to Australian political parties. Huang Shangbo has had his permanent residency revoked and his application to become an Australian citizen denied while he's overseas. Senior government officials say he's been denied an Australian passport for a number of reasons, including character grounds. The Home Affairs Department has also linked him to the Chinese Communist Party. Sydney University of Technology Associate Professor Feng Zhongyi says the Australian government has sent a strong message to the Chinese Communist Party.
This shows the determination of Australian government to deal with this foreign interference of Australian politics.
The Colombian foreign minister has called on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro not to impede humanitarian aid from reaching the Venezuelan people. Speaking from Washington, Carlos Trujillo says Colombia is planning to gather aid resources near the border city of Cúcuta in Colombia. Two tractor trailers are currently blocking the Venezuelan side of the border in what appears to be an attempt at stopping humanitarian aid from entering the country. US officials say the United States has sent food and medicine to Colombia's border, but it remains unclear how the aid will enter the country.
Planes have already arrived in Colombia. They are going through procedures so that everything is concentrated in Cúcuta, where there is a gathering center. And naturally, there is a very large coordinating task at hand. The Venezuelan people need for this humanitarian aid to arrive. The Venezuelan people are calling for this humanitarian aid to arrive. And what Maduro needs to do is to not impede our Venezuelan brothers from getting the humanitarian aid they need.
More than $110 million of Medicare rebates is sitting unclaimed due to Australians who've not provided their bank account details. Medicare stopped giving refund checks a few years ago, instead transferring funds to customers' bank accounts. Human Services Minister Michael Keenan says about 670,000 people are owed money and insists it takes about 1 minute to provide the necessary information to receive the rebates. Meanwhile, the federal government review has recommended Australians have access to 10 Medicare-funded sessions with a psychologist without being diagnosed with a mental disorder. The review recommended access to rebates for psychological therapy services for people who are at risk of developing a mental disorder. Currently, Australians have to be diagnosed with a disorder and be on a mental health plan from their GP before they can access Medicare-funded psychology sessions. We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Very hot in Perth with a possible storm and 38 degrees. Adelaide, humid and mostly sunny and 31. Melbourne, humid, showers and a possible storm, 30. Hobart, rain with a possible storm and 27. Canberra, partly cloudy and 32. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 25. Sydney, similar and 28. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 27. Brisbane, a shower or two and 29. Cairns, showers, a possible storm, 29. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.